The Joe Rogan Experience and a long list of true crime podcasts. It's easy to find your new obsession. The free iHeartRadio app. Your music, your stations, and number one for podcasts. iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is another Saturday radio here. We got history on the brain here. Melissa, how's it going?
Blown away and feeling grit and chewing grit. And
well, last time I saw you, were at the in the lobby of the community college in Building B.
That was fun.
Val Verde. That was actually pretty good.
I was hanging out with the students.
And the engineering has become a thing of the past. It's just a simple thing. Walk out there, it's just like you're in the studio.
So. Oh, I know.
So that was a lot of fun. But this day, we're back into the studio. Got some history going on. KTSM AM 690, normal place to find us. And we always are the ones that say Texas history begins in El Paso. That's sort of the signature, I think.
Yes, it is.
Because it is kind of like what happens in this town.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the history of original history of Texas, I think. They've got the immigrants coming from the other direction.
Yeah.
We've got the ones from the south. Whatever it's the case may be, you can also find us where else, or some other place.
Well, they can go to ktsmradio.com, where they can click on the iHeartRadio link and listen to us anywhere in the world or on the planet or in outer space.
Somewhere and gone. But trivia is coming up today, second hour?
Yes, it is. During the hour two of the show, we're going to have the first and the second caller with the correct trivia answer to the question. Each will have a chance to win $20 in food coupons from Pepe's Mexican Food in Canutillo.
Also, we have the history moment today.
Yes, we do.
You worked hard on that.
Yeah, that was...
We'll see about
that. It wasn't working hard. The computer was hating me yesterday.
Second hour.
Electric company was helping. And that's going to be Judge Roy Bean. We're going to talk about another side of that story about the famous fight that was supposed to be in El Paso, but managed to end up down in Langtree, but kind of the politics that went involved with that.
Let's see about that. Okay, and also lunch at Pepe's. I'm going. You guys going? Somebody's going to Pepe's.
No, I got to go take care of something today.
Somebody's going to Pepe's. All right, now.
Bring food back.
Well, yeah, no, we'll eat it on the way back. But we should tell people what's going on here this morning. It's Preservation Month coming up in May.
Yay!
And we've got a couple of folks in here who are going to explain that, and one guy coming by phone. In the studio this morning, we have Barbara Welch. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Welcome here. We're good.
We're fine.
Now, you are the chairperson of the El Paso County Historical Commission.
Yes, just from, this is my first month.
Oh, so you're brand new.
Queen
Bee. Brand new. Oh, yeah.
Let's see if you're still smiling in 6 months. Well, you know better.
I'm the same thing.
You've been on the commission for a while. Mm-hmm. You know
for 2 years.
And your sidekick in crime this morning for preservation is Ron Lyman. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Jackson. Good morning, Melissa.
Good
welcome
morning.
Here, dude. Welcome here. Welcome here. You've been historic for a long time since you retired from the schools, right?
That's right.
Because, I mean, you were a teacher in Isleta?
I was a teacher. I was an assistant athletic director and then athletic director over at Socorro.
So you've been around a bit in the school system. And now that you've retired, you're focusing on history.
Lots of history and some retired teacher stuff, too.
Well, tell me about why you think a retired teacher should look at history, El Paso history.
I think everybody should look at it, not just retired teachers.
Right.
That's so true.
I think there's a lot of interest. At our last meeting with Isleta, Adair Margo gave us a wonderful presentation on Tom Lee. And, you know, we talked about Tom Lee Month. We talked about the trail and all the significance of Tom Lee. So they're interested in that. We actually have programs for history.
You can learn a lot more when you retire, maybe.
Maybe. More time to read back on it.
And the other reason is because Texas history is taught a bit in the schools, but El Paso history is not.
There seems to be a little bit more. In fact, Adair Margo was talking about them developing several lessons that are now going to be taught in the schools having to do with Tom Lee.
Do you know that they have created a video game for students on the Mission Trail? They have.
Oh, great.
That's that cool. is about to come
yeah,
out.
Awesome.
And it'll be coming out probably sometime in the next couple of months. But kids can sit and play video games and learn about who was on Yacht Day.
Perfect.
And so we'll see how that goes. And that's the Tom Lee Institute doing that as well.
Yes.
But a Preservation Month being what it is, it was established, as I heard it, in 1973 by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. They decided to get excited about this. And so now, years later, we are now doing on an annual basis the month of May, right?
Correct.
Why? Who's doing it? Who are you people besides your commission? Besides your commission work, is it just commission people?
Well, you know, it's a group of people. Jamie Nodler, who used to be with the History Museum, she's putting a lot of the online presence together.
Oh, good.
So
she does a good job.
Yeah, she's awesome. And so it's just a group of people that are interested. It's informal.
Okay, so it's just an ad hoc crowd.
It is indeed.
But there is a theme this year of the river and the trail.
And that's been the theme for a few years now.
It started last year.
Okay.
We adopted that theme.
Well, it makes sense because that's a huge piece of American history, but it's all over us.
Yes, that brought the national focus to a local level.
So don't you think we're a bit unusual in that we have such a huge national presence in terms of history?
Oh, of course.
Look at what has gone on here.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm just looking over your shoulder there. I'm watching. I see General Pershing over your shoulder and Pancho Villa, and there's John Wesley Harden in the corner. We have a mural on the wall in the studio that sort of sums up some of this stuff.
Yeah, but history's keeping an eye on you.
Harden's right above your head, Ron.
All right.
Be real careful there. But the Preservation Month of River and the Trail, how's that working for us? What are we doing here in El Paso?
Well, the one thing I want to talk about is Destination El Paso is tying in the birthday of the city of El Paso. Now, this will be the 146th birthday, and the actual day is May 17th. That unfortunately falls on not on a weekend. So Destination El Paso is putting together a birthday party. It will be Sunday, May 19th from 12 to 5, and that will be at Cleveland Square. And it's something for families. It will have fun stuff like bouncy castles. They'll have food trucks, lots and lots of vendors. But they'll also have a lot of heritage booths. So you can go there and enjoy yourself with your children. It's free. But you can also learn something, and you can experience part of El Paso history. So,
is anybody now actually getting out into the schools with a program? I realize there's some teachers that have to take the initiative. I know there's a librarian in Central El Paso. She bought all of our videos. That's one reason I know these things.
Mm-hmm.
She decided she was going to make sure they're available in the library so that she can play them for their students whenever they have downtime or a study hall or whatever. But that's just kind of one person getting their act together and doing what they wanted at that school. Is there anybody you know of in a program basis putting material of history in the schools from El Paso?
Yeah, Prince McKenzie does some programs, especially in the El Paso Independent School District.
Well, independent people like yourself. I mean, no, Melissa goes out and does stuff all over the place.
Right.
Bernie.
Yeah, we all do. And I think the thing is we need more volunteers to do that because that's where it really comes. A lot of schools that accept programs to fill in here and there, we had more volunteers to do that. I think that's
true. There's no set programming. Everything is another ad hoc.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at, wouldn't it be interesting to have some sort of agreed-upon history book that kids could look at?
So part of the curriculum.
Either that or just make sure, start history clubs.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
They used to have those, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a book I have in mind by Maria Natividad, and it's El Paso Famous Places, and she drew a picture in the middle, and then she put an English and Spanish version on the second page, and just did a synopsis of like 19, 20 different places.
Okay.
And it's fabulous to realize that stuff I didn't know as a kid. I would love to have had that book as a child. And I didn't know I would love to have had it as a child until I became an adult and realized, I should have been taught this stuff. So that's kind of what I'm saying.
You know, that's really important because we see – my husband actually is a history teacher at El Paso High School.
Okay.
So, you know, you have all of these students, many of whom have been here their entire lives, and they don't have any appreciation of all of the significant events and places and things and, you know, cultural artifacts that are existent here in El Paso because it isn't, you know, dedicated teachers on their own can bring this in, But it's not part of the curriculum.
That's the problem. And in El Paso High, do those students know how important and historic that building is?
Well, hopefully so.
Oh,
because
my
they do a lot about the building being a trust.
Well, there you go. So you have a hook at El Paso High.
You do, that almost no one else has.
Well, Ron, also, you have a bunch of trust buildings down in Isleta, don't you?
Yeah, down the Isleta on the Alameda Corridor, we've got three that we're trying to get marked, and one, we're going to have a big dedication during Preservation Month.
That's what I thought.
At Isleta High School. And we have a historic marker going on there.
In fact, they're helping you. Yeah. Am I correct? You were telling me today you were excited they're helping. Is it Isleta?
Oh, yes. The district is extremely supportive of this.
Good.
In fact, the school board president is one of our speakers. He graduated from Isleta.
I don't think he's coming through.
School board president, Sotero Ramirez.
There it is, yeah.
Okay. And we also have the superintendent is speaking, Woody Hunt, a graduate.
That's right. He's an Isleta kid.
Yeah, and then our keynote's going to be Carlos Leon, another graduate.
Oh, how cool.
And I just want to throw in that's May 10th at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And what day of the week is that?
That's a Friday.
And it's at the high school.
It's at Isleta High School.
May 10th, put that on.
Right in front of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is cool stuff. See, when you school systems start picking up on it and realizing how they can get stuff accomplished. Melissa, you realize how many kids could be ambassadors for El Paso if they just knew the history?
Well, the Historical Commission used to have a passport program, and I don't know, were you there when they did that years ago?
I remember that, but it came and went, the guy got ill and didn't continue it.
Well, it was there in place. Bernie was on board then and some others, and they got a passport where you would go to the museums and such, and you had a passport. And
you check it off.
Mm-hmm. And it was working with one, I guess they were trying to do, there's a national one also.
Well, okay, let's set the plan here. What we need is someone like Mr. Castro with all the McDonald's places. Put up some money, put up some free dinners for families. And if you get this whole thing complete to the satisfaction of the historian in charge or your teacher or whatever, you get a certificate for a McDonald's dinner or something.
Like a scavenger hunt.
And he could write it off.
But a historical scavenger
hunt. I love spending other people's money.
Yeah.
And there I am.
One thing, when they used to have Kid Palooza downtown, there was kind of a scavenger hunt where the child would take their paper around and get it signed at all the different venues.
That's cool.
And but that has since gone away. The one thing I want to add is UTEP does sponsor History Day.
That's
right. I was going to bring that up also.
Which is a competition in February, and they get to compete in all different levels. And they get to compete in different areas, and there's some electronic applications now.
Yeah,
for
the websites.
But it's not always El Paso history. It's generic history terms.
No, but this year
it's good for kids to do.
No,
don't get me wrong.
And really, it depends on the focus of the individual teachers at the schools. But I will say that this year there were a lot of students that did focus on separate elements of El Paso history.
Good.
And one of the students that has gone forward to state did an amazing presentation on the Chinese influence and, you know, immigration to El Paso.
There's another facet right there. The Chinese in El Paso was a huge event, and just another event. I also want to draw attention for people to go to YouTube.com and check out the channel that we put there. It's called El Paso History TV. We have lately loaded up 8 brand new, kind of new old segments. We had 4 in November, 4 in February. It's youtube.com, El Paso History TV, and go there, become a member of it. Sign up, and we'll give you notices when things are coming. We've got over 100 videos about El Paso history there now.
Awesome.
And we're loading up more, and we've got more in production as we speak. That's one thing that I can do that I'm doing.
That you've contributed that teachers could be using in the
school. It's free. They can have it as curriculum, and it's just some are short, some are long. But, Ron, also, I want to get to a number of things that you had brought in to specifically note about Preservation Month. Give us one now before we take a break, because we got to...
Okay. In El Paso, this started in 2014. Provy Velasquez is the historic preservation officer for the city, and she got a proclamation signed in the city. And so this really in El Paso goes back just a few years, and for the first 2 years of it, after that, Provy concentrated on the different historic districts. So in 2015 it was the Manhattan Heights area, in 2016 it was the Isleta Historic District, and that brought in a whole lot of different people into the program, because we took it from the Isleta Historic District and went all the way to San Eli with it.
That's excellent.
And then Preserving Our Places was 2017. Shelley and I worked with a lot of different folks to try to bring the entire county into it. And last year, we changed the name, River and the Trail. Same concept, the entire county. And now we're at 2019.
River and Trail is big. Keep doing it. Here we go. All right. We got to take a break here. Look at Pepe's, if you would, Ron. Pick a special. To stay away from the chili rellenos. Everybody picks those. I mean, you can do it if you
it's
want.
It's kind of like a continuous chili. Chicken sopa? No.
You do whatever you want.
I'm trying to get them to name that after me because I have that every time I go in.
Okay, pick the rellenos if you want to, but you only get two.
I'm picking the two chili
rellenos. You are.
There we go.
Okay,
there's your. And we should just tell people you get one per customer per visit. Somebody walked in and ordered six of them to go. Yeah. And the lady said, oh, my God, you're going to break the bank here because I mean, they're taking a loss on doing this. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that becomes $6 today. That's normally more than that. All right, that's it. Pepe's today. We're going to take a break here. We're doing trivia in the second hour. We'll just wait to give them the questions. What do you say?
I think so.
All right, that's good
second
enough.
Second hour.
All right, as it is, they can call us and comment on preservation.
That's
if you'd like to be well-preserved,
yes,
call Ron.
I'd like to be well-preserved.
He knows how to do this. He's
Pickle
got a bottle of alcohol
like
in the car.
Yes. Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Okay, folks, now is the one sale worth waiting for. The Crawford GMC Truck Hunt Sale is on right now.
You'll find the incredibly complete lineup of GMC trucks and SUVs.
Like this beautiful 2018 GMC Sierra Denali for $12,250 in total savings.
Let's go.
When the world is watching, and you need your logo perfectly printed on promotional items, you need the ultimate guarantee. You need certainty. To know for certain it'll be right the first time, on the right items, at a great price. You need the promotional product experts at 4imprint. Because as soon as something has your logo on it, it matters to you, your customers, your coworkers, and to us. From pens and caps to hot tech and popular brands, 4imprint's wide selection always changes to keep up with the latest trends. But there is one thing we've delivered for over 30 years that's timeless. Certainty. Because the world is certainly watching. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Ressler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Did you know that the Pattersons are still missing?
No, really?
Oh, yes, they are.
But I actually found them in Tucson, and I reburied them.
See, now you're doubly felonized right there.
We're moving them to Tucson.
You did too many things there. Anyway, they're still missing. We got the almost all. I got a few more to load up, but there's a whole bunch of the articles from the El Paso Herald Post from the 1950s, 60s, through the 80s, a couple in 2000, because Leo Samaniego, when he was sheriff, reopened that case for the missing Pattersons. Two people disappeared out of their home in Kern Place just totally overnight. They left their wallets. They left the purse was still on the counter. The cat was still there looking for food, and the people were just missing. So there's the question, where'd they go?
They went in a hurry.
Well, I think we know where they are, but that's another matter. Anyway, if you want to hear the details, go to ephistory.com. We got all those articles and Herald posts out there. Also, the ABC 7 History TV, El Paso History TV segments are still there. We got 8 of them on. We got more in the works here. And it's a free channel. Go subscribe on that and become a member. You'll see what we got going on. Today, there's also a lecture evaluating Pakime from a Sierra Madre perspective, communities and complexities. Get this. Guess who the speaker is? Are you reading this on my page?
No, I'm not.
The guy's name is Jupiter.
Oh, yes, I saw him.
Oh, my God.
Because I talked about him last week. Jupiter
Martinez. I want to see what that's going to be. Do you think they named all their 9 kids after planets?
Well, that changes it because women are from where?
Mars.
Venus,
and he's from Jupiter and then Mars. I don't know.
So what's he doing about it today? 2 o'clock, Archaeology Museum, free admission. And he's talking about this stuff from the Sierra Madre. So get excited about that.
It'd be really interesting.
What do you got?
I've got the Sunset Film Society. Today's free film at the International Museum of Art is Charade. And it's going to start at 2 p.m. And it's a great movie. It's a, you know, this is April Fool's Month at the Museum of International Museum of Arts and where the films are held. And then next, the 28th of April, it's the Art of the Arts Society, the Art of Hollywood in El Paso. And it's the 8th Art of the Arts Society. Boy, say that about
a lot of art going on there.
The 8th Art of Arts Society presentation. It is free and open to the public and will be held on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. in the parlor of the International Museum of Art. And Doug Pullen and Jay Duncan and a preview of this year's Plaza Film Festival. They'll also talk about the stars who visit El Paso. And, you know, it should be a really great event. You get on down there for that. Let's see. Also, the International Museum of Art has launched an online fundraising campaign this morning to support their collections management campaign. Take a moment out of your busy day to check it out and visit.
That's a weird one.
Visit igg.me/@. You know what? I would go over to the International Museum of Art website.
Chase them
and
down.
I bet they got a link or give them a call at 543-6747 to find out more. How's that?
That's a wonderful thing.
I cheated.
Well, no, you probably did a better thing because I just went with what they gave me, and now you're probably better off. Ron Lyman is here along with Barbara Welch, and we're talking stuff about preservation. Preservation mean, what does it mean just when you say that, Barbara? What does it mean?
Well, I want to say that everyone thinks it's just buildings and stuff, okay? But it's not. It's culture.
Oh.
So, I mean, it is so broad. It can be dance. It can be music. And as you'll see with one of the events that we have, it can be food.
Ooh.
So, I mean, these are all important cultural things that we preserve and we bring into the present.
So what are you doing for food?
Well,
I would ask.
Now that you ask, now you're going to make
What's
me hungry.
What's for lunch?
The city of Socorro is collecting recipes from all over the community to be featured in their second volume of their community cookbook.
Oh, cool.
Well, is it going to be historical recipes or just
Community recipes, but a lot of these have been passed down for generations, so they are historical, even though we're still eating a lot of them today.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And they're awesome at Pepe's. But
that's true.
But, you know, food is an important cultural artifact.
A lot of people just grow up learning it at their grandmother's kitchen.
Exactly.
Watching
I mean,
them.
My grandmother was Italian, and same thing. You watch, you get brought into it, you assist, and then you learn.
Plus, the recipes are Americanized because they had to use what they could here.
Of course.
So that's always an interesting twist to it, too, the cultural changes.
Mm-hmm. And you learn how to gain weight before dinner. By sampling
everything
in the kitchen.
Everything.
How do we not all do that? Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the culture of El Paso being preserved, what does that mean? Ron, what does that mean to you? What are you officially preserving?
One of the major areas is railroad history. Uh-huh. And it's not only the stuff. It's all the things that went on. It's recognizing
the stories.
The routes.
Yeah.
That came in and the things that happened because of it. And like you said, the stories, the people that worked the railroad, that experienced the railroad.
Well, I was told that a lot of the people who settled the West were railroad employees. They got to see the whole West and decided where to go live.
They did. And then you look at the Harvey girls.
Yeah.
That was a whole other thing that it brought young women out to the West. And a lot of them ended up marrying and settling and being part of the new areas here in the West, the new cities.
Hey, that's a huge thing, because the Old West had all these men out here fighting each other and cows and Indians and whatever. Where are the women at? You know, and then all of a sudden
they came in and civilized it.
Exactly. I mean, that's what they say at the women's club. The men discovered or settled the West, and the women
settled the West. Civilized the women
it.
Civilized.
Oh yeah,
it, yes.
There's no two ways about that. But in El Paso, that was the case, because we had the women's club, mm-hmm. and you had all the gunfighters and the folks rolling in 1881 and give or take, and stuff hitting the fan. Railroads just brought everything.
Right.
I mean, whatever good or bad showed up out of New York City, we got it here by train. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and the other thing they could do here, which is unique, they could cross from a state into a territory, New Mexico, mm-hmm. or go south into another country.
Yeah.
We're right at the corner of three different jurisdictions, and it was very easy for people to move in and out of the area.
How well did that work in Prohibition?
Excellent.
Pretty well.
They sold a lot of whiskey in Juarez those years.
And we still refer to ourselves as a tri-state or a binational area, because the state of Chihuahua, which is mm-hmm. across the border, right. New Mexico and Texas.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's correct.
And so it's unique to this day. I mean, it just makes it such a wonderful place.
Well, see, we should be promoted for that fact. And people come here, take a look at it, experience it, become a tourist. And
do not say the gateway to Mexico.
No. We are the gateway to El Paso.
No, so funny. Because when I first moved here, that was the thing that's a gateway.
Oh, the gateway.
Yeah, and I found an ad in a magazine from 1878, gateway to Mexico, and it's just like, you got to change your marketing plan after 100 years.
Well, besides, San Antonio claims that, and they're 120 miles
from
the border.
But look how well it worked for them, though.
But it worked.
But they did it right.
Well, yeah. Also, look at their Camino Reales. Everybody thinks all the Camino Reales happened in San Antonio.
It's all in the marketing.
Hundreds of years later.
The magic of marketing.
I know. We got Oñate. He named El Paso.
That's what I do for a living. I know.
Actually, El Paso is the oldest thing in El Paso. Yeah. The county. I mean, it's older than anything else, because he didn't name anything else.
Yeah.
So here we go with that. All right. Anyway. What happened to Sergio? I guess we don't need a break. He left town.
He took Shelley and left.
Oh, they're gone.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Hey, we're going to run this place. Look out. Ooh. But the history of Brian, trains are big, because now you got a major thing coming
right.
in May.
Yeah, and this is our big annual train show, and it's the 18th and 19th, and we'll be out at Freeport McMoRan Park, which is on Hawkins, just south of the freeway. It's a free event. And one of the great activities on Saturday afternoon, we're going to reenact a train robbery. And to do that, it's Six Guns and Shady Ladies.
Oh, my. I saw one. They did that.
Yeah.
They blew something up.
Yeah, they blew up the back of a car. And,
oh, yeah.
And,
they're bringing more dynamite.
Yes.
It wasn't successful. They're bringing more dynamite.
Yeah, I thought
time.
Vince was a little disappointed.
Yeah,
last
he's
he said, "I'm
going
to take care of this."
Right. But in addition to that, we'll have conductors. We have a caboose that you can go through. We'll have a actual locomotive you can get up, and they'll give you a tour and show you how that works.
The guy told me if he had too much money, you could get that thing running.
Oh yeah, it has run. It hasn't run for a while, but it can run.
God,
it's an oil burning. A steam locomotive, 1904.
Oil? You said oil?
It was converted to an oil burner.
What does that look like? I mean, like SAE-30 in your car, put that stuff in?
Well, imagine an oil tank about the size of this room.
Okay.
And
what's the oil? What is it?
I'm not exactly. It's a industrial oil that they ran locomotives.
Like heating oil in your house or whatever in the old days?
Probably closer to that as opposed to gasoline.
It's a heavier mixture of oil. I've seen it. It's almost...
Yeah.
It's much thicker than your automotive oil, but it sticks. It's like, oh my God.
Well, so you don't shovel that into the chamber.
No.
That'd be kind of weird.
It was far more efficient, of course, than coal.
And you didn't have to shovel it. So, right. Hey, Sergio, do we owe you a break in there? No, you sure? Okay. Well, if you don't want to break, I don't want to break. Let's just quit having breaks. You sure? Okay, fine. The Preservation Month coming up is May, actually, right?
Yes. We do extend the front end of it a little bit into April because of some big activities in San Ilizario.
Oh, we're gonna, next week we've got Al Borrego
coming
in to explain, but just give it a summary real quick. At the end of April...
They kind of have a dual activity. Part of it is a festival.
Right.
And people just go down and eat and drink and buy things and listen to music and everything. The second part of it is a much more historical event where they have historians come in and they do preservations. There's seminars. There's a dinner. And it's a real historical activity with specialists coming in from all over the world, actually.
And the Adobe Horseshoe is back online. That's where all this happened.
We're all excited about it.
And next week we'll hear the details from Al, but that's on the 27th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, I believe.
Yes, it's that weekend, and there's two things going on, and it's just a great place to go
and
that weekend.
Free.
Oh, yeah. We got to buy food, but otherwise you walk
other
in
than
there.
That, the...
And I think some of the seminars are free.
That is correct.
Yes. So it's a worthy thing. All right, taking a break here as we do here. If you think you want to jump in on this, or if you want to contribute something to Preservation Month, you'll still help them promote it, won't you?
Absolutely.
And we have a new event we don't know about, so bring that up. Sure. And Facebook is getting active. Have you shot these people yet?
No, I've not shot them yet. They're next.
Shoot them. Shoot them when you...
Got to line them up against the wall.
Well, Pancho Villa wants to talk to Ron. I can see that.
Yeah, I know.
He's ready to get a hold of him.
He's twiddling his thumbs over there.
Come here, Ron. Come here.
Anyway, call
us up if you
call
want to.
Call us at 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
Okay.
A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-226-1818. That's 800-226-1818. 800-226-1818. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, we're going to thank the people in the control room. Shelly's looking for work in there. Call her up, 544-5876. Hey, Shelly. I think you need to be... Oh, you don't want any call.
No,
well, if you have something you want to say to us...
She's napping.
Shelly will take the call. Well, don't bother her.
That's right. Yes, right.
She's
now
a mess.
Call
she's
her
a good mess.
Be but, nice to her.
Okay, what do you got going on here? We have got to... I know what it is. I could tell you about this Texas triptych.
Triptych.
That's spelled funny. T-R-I-P-T-Y-C-H.
Like the old triptychs.
It's a youth collaboration of the arts. It's their fifth production. And it's about the Chamizal Convention. And so Chamizal is actually promoting it out of Siglo del Oro. But this is a 63... convention they're talking about in the Texas oil bust in the 80s. The play pieces together fragments of memory to create a history across houses, rooms, peoples, and times. And it's a current occurrence of language. The play asks, how does our ebbing Rio Grande speak? So I'm not sure where this is going, but this is put together, and this is, I think, her third play. She's 21 years old, and she's doing this for the Community Foundation's Jewel Box series. And it is Miss Depp is doing this.
Really?
Indeed. It's been an interesting thing. Proceeds of benefiting the Annunciation House. And take a look at that on Facebook at El Paso YCA. Interesting idea. What do you got?
Well, I've got, speaking of shooting up things, no, not really. The Shakespeare New Mexico tour, because that goes down, they had quite a wild history out in I want to say Demi Lordsburg, excuse me, they've started up their tours again. Shakespeare Ghost Town Tour starts this weekend, April 13th and 14th. The gates open at 10 and 2 both days, and the price is $5 for adults.
You need help over there?
I'm trying to read. Well, the gates open at 10 and at 2 p.m., I guess, both days.
They're going to have performances.
No. No, they're just giving tours.
Call them up and see what happens.
Well, no, he told me just they were tours. So I don't know.
Over there.
Rod will call and straighten me out. I know he will.
I don't know.
Okay, both days. Okay, gates open at 10. Both days, and price is $5 for adults. Children are are $2, and $3 under 6 is
bring
free.
Money.
Bring money. It helps the town. And the ghost town is located 1.5 miles south of Lordsburg.
And somebody
called. I-10, exit 22. The website is ShakespeareGhostTown.com. It's a great place. It's a real ghost town. I mean, it's not something.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, there's
the
no
buildings
carousel
are still
rides.
There.
There's no log ride. This is a real ghost town.
It's a different place.
Yeah.
A number of things to talk about. We're going to get back into the preservation in a moment, but here's something you might consider preserving. It's actually on the ballot on May the 4th, and what it is the Lost Dog Trail. If you vote yes on May the 4th, you will save the Lost Dog Trail. Basically, it's another area on the Franklin Mountains adjacent to State Park that is potentially up for development unless you vote it not to be developed. May 4th. There are your options to save that history. Also, we've got all kinds of people calling us up. And not just anybody, but Robert Diaz. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Hey, Jackson. How you doing?
Put Robert on the phone here.
Hello, Robert.
Check you. Where do you go?
Good to hear you guys.
Oh, there he is.
I hear him.
Hey, Robert, go ahead.
I want to make a quick announcement.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The Burgess House, today at the Burgess House, the Historical Society is celebrating.
Hang on, Robert. Maybe your phone is cutting out. I'm not sure, Robert. 3, 2, 1, go. He's not on there. I apologize
Hello.
For not getting you on, Robert. I heard you for a second.
Yeah, it was
Sergio,
his
what'd you do? Put him back.
Can you hear me now?
All right, let me put him on hold. Robert, call back. 544-5876. Robert, call us back. Sorry about that. We have another caller coming in. Robert Diaz, he's with the El Paso
yes.
County Historical Society. So, Robert, please ring us back up. We'll put your announcement on. Sergio, you got that figured out? Okay, good. We'll get to that in a second. All right, there he is. In fact, can I just put that one on the air? Shelly, see if that's Robert. We are on. We're going to go to 3. Is this Bernie? Hello.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Bernie.
Hello,
answer line 1, Shelly. Go ahead, Bernie.
Yes, and Joe Nevhan. We're traveling back from beautiful Del Rio, Texas.
Oh, you got done early.
Oh, you're a historical thing. What were you doing down there?
Well, it's a historical foundation meeting. They meet every quarter at a different location, and we get tours of the different historical sites and events locations around the areas. And we have some cool tours. I'll talk about it next time on radio because we're going to lose signal pretty soon. They don't have too much technology outside of Del Rio, Texas. So
we'll see you.
To shout out and say hello to everybody. Pardon me?
Well, thank you. We'll see you when you get back.
You betcha. Travel safe. We'll see you soon.
Take care, guys. Watch out for Joe
afternoon.
Driving. Thank you. Take care easy.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we got Robert back on the phone. Sorry about that, dude. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I was driving by the mountain. So I just wanted to make a quick announcement. The El Paso County Historical Society is celebrating 65 years of existence today.
Yay!
We'll be at the Burgess. thank you. We'll be at the Burgess House 1 to 5. We're going to have Tigua dancers, Zills in the Desert, food trucks. It's $5 for members, $10 for non-members, and children under 12 are free. And we're going to have a large Easter egg hunt as well.
They're giving away children for free over there
yes.
at the Historical Society.
Get an egg, get
oh,
a child.
No, they just get in free. I
oh,
get
wait,
it.
That's
but,
right.
But that's 1 to 5 today at the El Paso County Historical Society, and that is the first big house you hit coming up. What boulevard is that?
Yandel.
It's West Yandel, 603 West Yandel.
That's the one.
At the Burgess.
There you go. Robert, good luck with that. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you, Jackson.
You take care. Her easy. Well, there's all kinds of history going on there. Go over, celebrate with them today. That'll be kind of fun. All right, we got to get to some historic preservation because we're doing all this other. Yeah. This is preserving, though.
Of course.
Yeah. Go ahead.
One of the interesting things that we did 2 years ago when we spread it out to the county, we decided that preservation is not just buildings, it's places. And so we were actually looking at natural resources and places. And so we strive to get people like out at Waco Tanks involved and Keystone. And the one group that's coming back again this year that we're real interested to promote is the Rio Bosque Wetlands Park.
Good. Oh, my.
And this is down in the valley, John Sproul does a wonderful job with that. And we have their two programs coming up during Preservation Month. On May 11th in the morning, you can go down, and they have a birding tour that specifically looks at the birds in the area.
Bring your binoculars.
Right. And then the following Sunday, May 19th, a busy day for a lot of programs, they have a walk back in time and more the history of the Wetlands Park, and that is a walk from 8 to 10:30 a.m.
People should realize that what they have done is recreate a piece of the valley, and the entire valley used to be like this.
That's right. And
we were all bosque, everything.
And one of the things that I'm also involved a little bit with is the Playa Drain Trail. And this is also the Rio Grande Trail. And we're trying to hopefully extend that eventually out and have a trail where you can actually go through the bosque as part of it.
There's a connection potential there?
There's definitely a connection potential. And that's one of the things we're looking at with the trail system in El Paso going the whole length of the county.
Can you imagine standing on Scenic Drive and you look out and it's all bosque? Everything is bosque.
Yeah.
Then there would be no Scenic Drive at that point. Right. But anyway, it's an interesting thing to consider. So the so you've got wetlands and other things, like we're telling about this Lost Dog Trail. There's another one.
That exactly, Franklin Mountains.
I mean, once you build on that, it's history.
That's right.
And I mean, if you're going to
go.
Not
in the good sense.
Well, it's over. The mountain is over at that. Do you realize that on the other side of the mountain from this area here, we're talking about North Mount Franklin. This is on the west side. But on the east side of North Mount Franklin was the Ten Mines, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And do you realize what almost happened over there? They almost put an entire development like Coronado. There was going to be a country club. There was going to be a golf course. There was going to be huge development at the Ten Mines. And all that went away when the city bought the mountain and kicked the developer off the mountain.
Back in the 70s and early 80s, used to do a lot of climbing up in the Franklins. And we used to walk Dick Knapp's Road.
Yeah.
And we would walk that almost to the top of the mountain.
Oh, yeah. I did that once.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing road. And I know the guy who ran the bulldozer. And I know a guy who went up there and took the distributor cap off of in the middle of the night. So he could not run the bulldozer.
That's awesome.
I met both of those people. Yeah. It's like, okay. But there was a lot of factions back in the day. But the point is, the entire development of the west side is happening. This Lost Dog is a piece that apparently they got it stopped with a petition, and now it's on the ballot.
Yeah, petition to put it on the ballot.
So there you go. So there's that. Oh, what else are we preserving in El Paso?
Well, one thing I want to say before we go any further is that if people want to look into events further, we do have a Facebook page. And the Facebook page is Preservation Month EPTX, and that EPTX is all one word.
Got it.
And they can search by that, and it lists all of the events, because there are a lot of them, and we're just sort of glossing over things. But a few others that are pretty exciting are May 25th from 10 to 2. The San Elizario Genealogy and Historical Society is going to do a hands-on adobe workshop.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, it should be fascinating, because not only can you repair current adobe buildings, but there's been a lot of impetus on building new adobe structures because they, of course, you know, they preserve cold and heat. They're very cost efficient as far as that because of the way they're built. So this
materials are available.
The materials are easily available. So that, as I said, it's hands on and it should be a lot of fun.
Can you take your brick home?
I'm sure you can take your brick home. And maybe build a whole bunch more.
Well, if you get the idea, you can build your own.
Sure, you can. Sure. You can. Your structure.
It's just stacked up caliche dried out with horse stuff in it.
Or at least an oven.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can build an Orno.
Yeah, but it is an Orno. And it's you know, very low heat. Another one is at the McGoffin home, which is a preserved treasure in and of itself, on May 25th from 2 to 3. They are going to have a little seminar called Preserving Your Family Treasures. And you can go in and they'll be teaching you how to take care of your family items so that you can have them for future generations. So this would be things like photographs or any other articles of importance that you would like your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren to be able to look back and, you know, they'll still be there.
How to preserve them.
How to preserve them. Okay.
Yeah, it's so sad to go to garage sales and see all that stuff.
Oh,
people's
I know.
Books and all.
Oh, I know.
Tears
but
me
it's
up.
Worse to see the photographs that are totally faded and, you know.
Yeah.
So this will help a bit with that. And a final really, you know, big one is Concordia Heritage Association is putting on their annual Memorial Day ceremony. And that is May 27th at 10 a.m.
That's actually Memorial Day.
And okay. So they basically, they have a pretty much all day celebration where they they have a remembrance of the 270 identified, what they call the forgotten veterans, that are buried there at the cemetery. And this is from all wars. It's the Mexican-American War, Civil War, both sides of the Civil War, actually. Indian Wars, Spanish-American War, World War I and II, Korean War, and Vietnam War. And, of course, we have things like the Buffalo Soldiers. You actually go through the Buffalo Soldiers Gate. So they have a lot of different mini programs as part of the overall programs.
And that's Preservation Month as well?
That is. That is indeed.
Barbara Welch, we got to take a break here and come back and talk more about this. Second hour, we're going to have Troy Ainsworth join us, and he is by phone from somewhere in Texas. We don't care where, just as long as the phone call works, right? Fair enough.
That's right.
Call us up if you need to or look at on Facebook.
Well, I'm still working on that, so I haven't shot them yet.
People don't realize what you do quite often during the show. Sitting
when I'm so quiet.
Working on Facebook.
I'm trying to answer questions or say thank yous or likes or whatever.
If you got something decent, call us if you want to.
Let's give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Hey, hon, TV antenna's broken. We can't get our channel.
The antenna is fine. Give me the remote.
What? No.
I need the remote to fix it. We need to rescan for local channels.
Oh, you know everything, huh?
Well, yes, I do. But you were right here with me when they aired the announcement about changes in the broadcast frequency.
Really?
Yeah. Here, it's easy to rescan. You do it.
Okay.
Instructions are at fcc.gov/TV rescan or call 1-888-CALL-FCC.
Discover alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's just another way they look after you, not just your account. It's free for card members. Just sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got a lot of things going on here historically. We have some historic headphones, apparently, working at the moment. But there's a lot to talk about. There is Siglo del Oro going on right now at the Chamizal. They've got one more performance tonight, and it's going to be a biggie. And what you need to do is take a look at this. You need to go down and get tickets. They're free, but if you don't get the tickets, you can't get in. And you can't reserve tickets extra. That's what they do down there. Tonight they've got Efe Tres of Mexico, and I'm going to butcher this, but that's okay.
Say that again.
How do you say that word? Whatever. It's a lone actor, plays a street hustler who observes and reflects on many faces of human nature. That's the one they're doing tonight. So, and it's been an interesting adventure over there. What do you got to tell us?
I have nothing.
You have nothing?
I have nothing.
You told us about Shakespeare. You told us about MacGuffin.
I have nothing. Everything was saved for
second
hour.
Then let's tell us about Preservation Month.
No, that's
right. And Bernie's coming back home. You heard that.
Yes, I'm glad he's coming home.
So you're ready for that. And yes. Joe Nebhan's driving, so be careful there.
Yes.
They're probably not listening because they're not close enough for the transmitter.
Yeah, you never know.
They could do it.
You never know.
But
he'll have some interesting stories, though.
Preservation Month. If someone has an event that they want to get involved with y'all, how do they find y'all?
Well, the easiest thing is the Facebook page.
Just go there.
Which is the Preservation Month, EPTX, all one word. Because basically they can just message us there.
And then you put on their announcement or whatever? All right. And we have I think, Ron, we have you coming back in here talking about other events in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm back in 2 weeks, and it's going to be all Isleta. We'll spend maybe the first hour talking about the dedication and what's going on with the markers.
At the school.
At the school and the different schools. And then the second hour, we want to talk about a lot of things going on in that area, including that trail, the Playa Drain Trail, and then some other places like the Lowenstein House, the Texas Ranger Station, and kind of broaden out from the schools to just that Alameda corridor and the old Bankhead Highway.
Oh yeah, that Lowenstein House is an interesting history right there. I mean, one of my first cousins married a Lowenstein. And so we got to hearing about all the history. And there was a story in the family that nobody, I haven't heard anywhere else. You want to hear it real quick?
Sure.
They owned a huge white horse that was just a fabulous horse. And the Lowenstein traded directly with Pancho Villa. So they were actually friends and trading partners. Pancho normally would have stolen this guy's horse. But he came to town and borrows the horse. Rides up and down the avenues in Juarez on this big white horse, Pancho Villa. And then when he's done, he returns it to Isleta and goes on his business. But he had a horse anytime he wanted it that was a fabulous horse.
Cool.
And that story has never been in print that I've ever seen. Yeah. It came through the cousins. How about that for a crazy thing? But the history that we're talking about here, preserving stories, where are you preserving stories? I mean, who's doing that? Somebody writing stuff up? We got to have that.
Well, of course, UTEP has, you know, they go out and they have a program where they are interviewing people.
Oral history.
So the oral history program. And so, I mean, I think that that is probably one of the best repositories of at least memory, you know, of history that is in people who are living within their memory. So it could be, you know, up to 80 or 90 years old, maybe even 100 years old.
I think the people who knew Pancho Villa are pretty much gone. Mm. But we had one in here about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And she was a little girl. And
the oral history program has been going on for a while, and that is an essential repository of, you know, what El Paso has been and is becoming.
I haven't tried it, but can you get those online to listen to online? Because that makes life a lot easier.
I don't know
if they've digitized them yet.
I'm not sure.
Because if you have to go up there and dig around, you can do it, but that just takes another step.
That's true.
I know down at the History Museum with their, on the second floor with the Segundo Barrio and those exhibits, they do have some film strips and some oral histories that you can listen to.
On a computer sitting there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there. It's amazing what El Paso has, and I'm glad to see you all doing this. And you all are totally volunteers on this.
Correct.
There's nobody paying anybody to get something. Can you imagine if we had a really nicely run and paid volunteers paid as well organization to push history here? Ooh, we could get a lot done.
I was going to say, no, I can't imagine it.
You aren't a volunteer when you get paid anymore.
Well, but you see, I mean, you can pay a volunteer something and make them happy.
You know what, though? I've seen it's nice to have a clearinghouse of a volunteer program, but it always seems that the best programs get done by the volunteers versus the government.
Because because they love it.
Right. If you have a clearinghouse that helps those volunteers get it done with some extra background, then that's always a big
help. Anybody with too much money, let me help you spend it.
Yeah.
Let's turn this on. Put it through the Historical Society or some nonprofit, but put it through somewhere so we have a whole bunch of people who are teaching others about history. In schools, I was going with this. Anyway, taking a break here because we got to do that for the news. Ron Lyman is in here.
And Barbara Welch. Post their picture.
And you're going to have their pictures up soon.
I'm going to shoot him here against the wall.
We're going to come back after the news.
Stand against the wall.
And we'll quit talking in a second here so the lady can say something about us. See you in a minute.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
Hi, I'm Susan Eisen.